99.1 The Mix. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Thanks for giving us a listen this morning, whether you're getting ready for or whether you're at work. It's always great to listen to The Mix. And let's get to those three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Carol Baskin made her debut last night on Dancing with the Stars, and she did get a lot of attention on the Netflix documentary Tiger King, not just for her, I guess, competition.
Yeah. Feud.
Feud with Joe Exotic, yep. But also because her husband disappeared in 1997. His name was Don Lewis. Well, his family thinks she knows something about it. So Lewis's family aired a commercial for viewers to reach out to them with any information. This aired during Dancing with the Stars, only in parts of Florida. Here's a clip.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line.
Interesting stuff. So that's clearly not going away. How did she do last night at Dancing with the Stars?
What's happening? Carol Baskin.
That song is a lot better than how she did last night. Was not very good.
Did she
was
place
the bottom. She was the bottom. She had 11 out of
last
30.
Last place. Okay, Carol.
Number two.
Jimmy Fallon joked about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade going virtual.
Meanwhile, today in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio made a pretty big announcement. Listen to this.
New York City's mayor just announced that for the first time in more than 90 years, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will not be live. It will be virtual.
Because if there's anything better than a parade, it's a parade on TV. And if there's anything better than a parade on TV, it's a virtual parade online. But Mayor de Blasio said it'll be a different kind of event and that we'll feel the spirit and joy of it. Which is code for they have no idea what the hell they're going to do.
Man.
For a lot of people, this is their tradition. They'll probably still watch it online. They don't have any other choice.
They're going to sit there and really watch it. Do you really watch parades? You kind of just go in and out.
We have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on in the background. I mean, think about it.
Exactly.
For us, we've only watched it on television.
This is true.
Number one.
And Paul Rudd put out a PSA about wearing masks. Because, you know, the joke is Paul Rudd never ages. He's kind of like a millennial still.
Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks. Because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're 26, Paul Rudd. And that's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.